Hello, everybody, and welcome to another installment of The Lazarus Report. I am your host, Laz. Well, yet again, due to technical difficulties, I had a pretty decent podcast done a few moments ago, but my phone decided to quit recording just out of the blue. Fucking pissing me off. But anyhow, just wanted to get this out there right away. Through a post on Facebook that a friend from high school, a very beautiful friend from high school, who is doing pretty doggone well for herself up there in that North Jersey, New York area. I'm going to drop her name, Jenna Murata, the incomparable Miss Jenna Murata. She shared a link on Facebook this morning highlighting yet another small town local local man who made it big. He's doing pretty doggone well for himself also. You can find this young man on YouTube. He is the one, he is the only black god, Tyrone Magnus. That is his YouTube name, that is his YouTube channel. I am not going to give you his birth name because it's not my business nor my place to give it out. But I know he would appreciate the subscription, the subscribers, the chance to show you what he does. What he does, he is very good at. I hope he's making a pretty decent living off of it because it's something that he likes to do. You know, if you can make something with, if you can make money, if you can make a living off of what you do, and what you do is something that you have fun doing, then it ceases to be work. So go ahead, Mr. Magnus. Keep doing what you're doing. He records reactions. His reactions to viral videos, YouTube videos, movie trailers. Leaves his thoughts on it. And he's doing all right. Doing so well that I believe it was MSNBC... did a little piece on him. That's wow. You know, you're doing well. All right. Personally, it was another little bit of an eye opener for me. It was another, unfortunately, another case where I said to myself, damn it, now why didn't I do that when I first thought of it? Coffee break. You know, a couple years ago, while I was out on disability, I had the idea of doing something very similar to what he's doing right now. Now, looking at some of his videos, and I didn't get a chance to really look at that many. Well, I really didn't get to finish any of them, but it appears he's been doing it for a handful of years, but it's about striking while the iron is hot, guys. You know, strike while it's hot. You know, don't get fooled. Shia LaBeouf didn't coin this phrase. He didn't come up with it. Nike threw it out there first, but guys, just do it. You got a good idea. It's a positive thing. Excuse me. It's not going to hurt anyone, and if it benefits yourself or anyone in a positive way, hey, just do it. Just do it. You know, it's also highlighting this this business venture I am about to step into. You know, if there was any question in my mind of whether I should do it or not, which there really wasn't, but if there was, you know, seeing another person from my town make it, you know, this is showing me that, hang on, I'm trying to punch and get in the gate here at work. it's saying, hey, stupid, don't wait. You know, the iron is hot. Grab your hammer, strike that steel, man. Get it done, because, you know, it's not going to wait for you. You have to go to it. Why do people keep taking my damn parking spots, man? Fucking hate this shit. Yeah, you gotta get out there and do it. Make it work for you, because nobody else is going to do it for you. You know, whether I have the decent financial backing that I do have or not, this was just proof positive that I need to, like the song says, make like a tennis shoe and just do it. You know, this business venture that I'm heading into is day trading. Hopefully it works out well for myself and ultimately for my family, and hopefully there'll be a nice long run of where it will set the pace, or I should say put another positive brick in the foundation for my children and for a successful and lucrative future for them. Maybe provide a retirement for me. And then hopefully in 2 years be debt free, with the exception of a mortgage. Lazarus needs to get his family back into a house, and it's a long, tough road, but we're mucking our way through it. I don't quit. We're gonna do it. But I just wanted to get that out there for any of my listeners, all my listeners, young or old. You know, you're not too old. It's, you know, but there, it could be too late. So when that iron's hot, when that idea pops into your head, when you have that chance, jump on it, ladies and gentlemen. Just get on it. You know, because you may not get it again. Or, like I've experienced so many times, and yet again, if you wait, somebody else is going to come up with it, or somebody else is going to do it, and, you know, they're going to do it before you. And they do it before you, and you come along and try to do it, you know, because it's something that you wanted to do, or something that you've been trying to do for a couple years, even if you had the idea first. Because you didn't do it first, you're going to be looked at as a copycat, as a phony, a big fat phony. You know, nobody's going to take your shit legit. You're going to be a laughingstock. You know, you're going to be an unoriginal bastard. Nobody wants that. You know, and I don't want that for my listeners. I certainly don't want that for myself or my family. So yes, you know. When it comes to doing something new, to, you know, make something groundbreaking, make something your own, it doesn't have to be something super duper, you know. I'm not going to give you my secret, my key, but the answers and the ideas are all around us all the time. It's just sometimes, you know, you gotta, like Ferris Bueller said, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you can miss it. You know, look around. Everything you need is right there. You know, and don't think for one moment that, you know, oh, everything's working against me, or the, you know, it wasn't meant to be because of this, or it wasn't meant to be because of that. You know, whatever your faith is, yeah, and that's one thing I know for a fact, you gotta have faith. You gotta have it in something, you know, and something that's greater than us, because there is something out there greater than us. But I'm not gonna shove that down anybody's throat. Whatever it is, your God, your gods, your goddess, your Lord Ganesha, Buddha, whatever, whoever. They're always working for us, never against us, always for us. And when things fall into place easily, then you know that it's the right thing to do. You know that that thing is meant to be done. And this new business venture is, for me, is what's meant to be done. You know, I'm very thankful and very grateful for the opportunity to do this, for the financial backing that I have to get started in this, the free knowledge, basically. Yes, sacrifices have to be made to get where you want to get, or to get the things that you want to get, or get the things that you need, but I have no problem doing that. You know, preferably I'd rather sacrifice my own time rather than that of my family's or somebody else's. So I'll be going to the seminar this weekend. I'm sorry, not this weekend, but the end of the month. You know, it's going to take up my whole Friday and my whole Saturday. It's going to be right after work, Friday morning. So I'll be bringing in my recorder. So if I doze off, and for ultimately, so the wifey can hear the same thing that I was hearing, I'll be recording the sessions. Hope this thing don't cut off on me like it does to me when I'm trying to record a podcast. But yeah, yeah. I guess that's today's story, today's lesson. Strike while the iron's hot. Get it in while it's there, while it's fresh. And, you know, when things are lined up, when things fall into place like they do, don't turn a blind eye to it. Don't dismiss it. It's what's supposed to be. It may not always be what you want to do, you know, at that moment or in the foreseeable future, but, you know, those are usually the stepping stones towards the things that we later achieve, or the things that we ultimately want to achieve in the end. All right. Well, before I completely go down the dirt road with this train of thought, I'm going to sign off. But before I do, I'm going to thank you all yet again. If you enjoy my podcast, please share it with your friends, with your family, with whoever. You know, copy the website, share it on your Facebook or your social media, whatever it is. You know, if there's something that I can promote for you or get out there for you, let me know. Drop me an email. Either hit me up through damp69, that's damp69@live.com, or through my profile page on Podomatic. You know, share my podcasts. It's www.odd.podomatic.com. That's the auto Podomatic. If there's something you need me to promote for you, to if you have any ideas, you have comments or topics you'd like to hear me address. You know, use the email, or you can use the one I have dedicated to the podcast. It's xlazarusx@gmail.com. If you're looking for a podcast that a decent one out of the handful that I've done, please check out the interview that I did with my oldest child. Very impressive young lady. I'm not saying that because she's my kid, but I'm saying it because the answer that she delivered. It's not always the answer that is the key. Sometimes it's in how the answer, thought process in the answer. So, and please, if you find the show entertaining at all at any time, please hit that that PayPal button down the right-hand side panel towards the bottom of the on my profile page, and donate to the show. Proceeds go to getting better equipment for recording, and right now also to help keep the lights on so I can keep broadcasting for you guys. Thank you so very much. Love you all. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Whatever you're doing, do it positive and do it safe. Do it right and do it well. I'm about to go do what I do, get it done, get this weekend started. Thank you and good night.